believe is not a dead God.
我们所信的神，他不是死人的神。
He's a risen Savior.
他是一个活着的救主。
He's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
他现在是坐在神的右边。And
today he lives in us.
今天他活在我们里面。Today
this is the most encouraging thing.
这个是对我们最有鼓励的事。
Now even though we walk through trials and tribulation,
虽然我们会经历试炼，经历苦难。
Yes, we might be weak sometimes.
但是而且我们会软弱。But
we are not walking alone.
但我们不是单独的来走。
He is walking together with us.
因为他是与我们同行。And
he is leading us in a journey.
他是带着我们走这条路程。This
journey has a destination.
这个路程有一个目的地。
Just imagine when you are on a journey, you are in a ship.
如果你在一个旅程里面，比如在船上。
No matter how good the cabin you are living in.
不管你住的那个舱房有多么的好。
No matter how good food they are about to offer.
不管那边的食物有多好。
No matter how many stewards are serving you.
不管有多少人在那里服侍你。
If this ship doesn't have a destination, this is a horrible trip.
如果这个船没有目的地，这是非常可怕、悲惨的事。
But thank God，
但是感谢主。We
are on a Christian journey，
我们是走一条基督徒的路。We
had a destination，
我们有一个目的地。Christ
is the captain of our salvation，
因为基督就是我们杯里的份。And
our destination is glory，
我们的这个目的地是荣耀。Every
time I sing this hymn，
每一次我唱这首诗歌。On
the one hand， I'm sudden， I'm sad，
有一方面我觉得是很悲哀。Because
I've seen a lot of our brothers and sisters already in glory.
因为我已经看到一些弟兄姐妹们，他们在荣耀里。
And some are traveling to glory.
有些呢是正在进入荣耀里。
And it's really a great loss to us.
对我们来讲是极大的损失。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
Verse 3 says,
因为第三节讲,
Oh, when my spirit clothed in mortal,
当我的灵披上荣耀的身躯,
wings his flight to realms of day,
我要飞上天上光明处。
This is my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way.
我要永远唱此佳句, 蒙他引领我一路。
One day when the trumpet shall sound,
总有一天号筒要吹响。
And all the dead in Christ shall rise.
每一个在主里死去的都要复活。
We who are alive will be caught up in the air.
而且我们当时存活的还要被提到天上。
We will meet the Savior.
我们要遇见我们的救主。
And we will meet all the brothers and sisters that have been away for us.
我们要遇到所有在我们之前的弟兄姐妹们。
It is only a temporary leave of absence.
他们的离去只是一个暂时的离去。
We will live with them forever and ever.
我们将要与他们一直到永远。What
a day that will be.
那一天将是何等的日子。
Oh, may the Lord really encourage us.
愿意主来激励我们。
That Easter is not just a holiday.
因为复活节不只是一个节日。
We are realizing it, experiencing day by day.
因为我们每天都可以来经历它。
Today I want to continue to share with you on the book of Joshua.
今天我要与大家继续分享约书亚记。
There will be a lot of verses that we will read.
我们今天要读许多的章节。
Just have patience with me.
请大家有一些忍耐。
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 6.
约书亚书第一章第一到第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 6.
约书亚书第一章第一到第六节。
I will read in English, our brother will translate in Chinese.
我们的弟兄先读。
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their father to give them.
第一节。 耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华小谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地区。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处。” 都要做你们的境界，你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。 我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向你们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。
对 ，verse 11 through 15，
然后第十一节到第十五节。
Pass through the host and command the people, saying, "Prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God given you to possess it." And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, "Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God had given you rest and had given you this land." Verse 14, "Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren, arm all the mighty men of valor, and help them, unto the land, unto the Lord, until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he had given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then you shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which the Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan towards the sun rising."
第十一节，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地。约书亚对吕便人、加德人和马拿西半支派的人说，你们要追念耶和华的仆人摩西所吩咐你们的话，说耶和华你们的神使你们得享平安，也必将这地赐给你们。你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留在约旦河东摩西所给你们的地，但你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器在你们的弟兄前面过去帮助他们，等到耶和华使你们的弟兄像你们一样得享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以回你们所得之地承受为业，就是耶和华的仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所给你们的。
Chapter 2 verse 1，
第二章第一节。
And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there.
当下嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说，你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。于是两人去了，来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家中，就在那里躺卧。
Verse 9, and she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all inhabitants of the land faint because of you."
第九节，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。
Verse 11, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and the earth beneath.
第十一节，我们一听这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神，本是上天下地的神。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your word once again.
主啊，我们又来到你的话语面前。
We precious your word.
我们宝贵你的话。
Your word brings light to us.
因为你的话带来光。
Oh, you brings us direction.
带来我们的方向。
Oh, we look forward for your speaking.
我们来仰望你对我们讲话。
Speak unto us, Lord Jesus.
对着我们讲话，主耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
A while ago, I mentioned that our Christian life is a journey.
刚才我讲到了，我们基督徒的生活是一个旅程。
When the children of Israel came out of Egypt,
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候
，they are also on a journey.
他们也是在一个旅程里面。
And their journey, their destination is the land of Canaan.
他们的目的地就是迦南地。
Why is Canaan so special?
为什么迦南这么的特别
？No, last time in December 31st, I already shared this thing.
在上一次12月31号，我已经跟大家提过。
Canaan is so special because it's a land of freedom.
因为迦南这么的特别，它是自由之地。
They no longer needs to be under the bondage of Pharaoh.
他们那时候不再受法老的捆绑。
They no longer do whatever Pharaoh asks them to do.
他们不需要来做法老让他们做的。
Rather, they can what serve the Lord in spirit.
而且他们可以在灵里面来侍奉神。
They can do things what God wants them to do.
他们可以来做神要他们所做的。
Because this is a land of freedom.
因为这是一个得自由之地。
This is also a land of abundance.
这也是一个丰富之地。
It's a land of flow, a land flowing with milk and honey.
因为这地是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of corn and wine.
在那里面有铜也有酒。
They no need to hunger anymore.
他们不需要有任何的饥饿。
It is in the land.
不管他们需要什么，在这地都有。
It is also a land of rest.
这也是一个安息之地。
Not because of inactivity.
并不是因为他们不去做什么事。
It's not because there is nothing to do in this land.
并不是说在那地他们没有什么可做的。
There's still a lot to do in this land.
因为在这地有许多可做的。
There are a lot of enemies to conquer.
在那里有许多的敌人要去征服。
But the thing is, there is a rest within their heart.
但是在他们心里有安息。
Because even though there is a battle to be fought,
虽然有战争。
Even though there is a war to be won,
虽然有这个征战要去得胜。
But the outcome is already determined.
但是这个战争的结果已经决定了。
They already won the victory.
他们已经得胜了。
You know, every war we go, we went through.
不管我们去哪里，做什么事。
No matter how good the army is,
不管我们的军队多么的强壮。
There is always a fear in our heart.
但是我们心里其实都有一个惧怕。
That there might be an upset.
可能会有一些让我们搅扰的事。
But there is a thing, there is a war in which we are fighting against.
但是我们现在要打的这场征战。
This war, we know the outcome.
已经知道了结果。
Christ is victor.
因为基督就是得胜
者。We who follow him will also experience victory.
每一个跟随他的，我们都要经历得胜。
Therefore, there is rest in our souls.
所以在我们的魂里应该有安息。
This is also a land of reality.
这也是一个真实的得真实之地。
Because all these things that we have heard,
因为所有我们所听见的
，is not a fairy tale,
只不过是一个童话一样。
It's not a fairy tale.
哦，它不是一个童话。
It's not a dream.
它并不是只是一个
美梦。When they step on the land of Canaan,
当他们的脚踏在迦南的时
候 ，all the things God has promised have become a real thing.
每一个神应许的事情都成为真实。
Praise the Lord for this land.
我们要为着神来赞美这。
But there is a requirement.
但是有一个要求。
You need to be that right kind of a person.
你必须要是对的人。
You should be strong and courageous.
你要刚强壮胆。
That's why the Lord told Joshua.
所以神对约书亚说。
Be strong and courageous.
你要刚强壮胆。
But based on what should we be strong and courageous?
那我们刚强壮胆的根基是什么
？It is not dependent upon our ability.
并不是根据我们的能力。
It is not dependent upon our determination.
并不是根据我们的决心。
It is not determined upon our physical strength.
并不是根据我们身体的力量。
It is dependent upon God's promise.
是根据神的应许。
It says here that I will be with thee.
在这里神说我必与你同在。
He told Joshua.
他对约书亚这么说
No one shall stand before thee.
在你面前没有必无一人能站立得住
Here we see there is a promise of what? A promise of conquering life.
所以这里有一个应许就是能够得胜的应许
Regardless of how mighty they are, the enemy are.
不管他们的敌人有多么的强壮
There might be the Canaanites and Jebusites.
在那里有迦南人有耶布斯人
There might be the sons of Anak.
也许有亚纳人
ButThey will not able to stand before thee.
但是没有一个人能够在你面前站立。
Yesterday in our walk with the Lord.
当今天当我们与神同行的时候。
We encounter problems. We encounter troubles.
我们会遇到困难。
In man's eyes, we are unable to conquer it.
在人的眼里面，我们不可能来得胜。
Yet God has promised this.
但是神已经应许了我们。
No one will able to stand before thee.
必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No temptation can stand before thee.
没有任何的试探可以在你面前站立得住。我们可以得胜。
And not only he promised us of this power to overcome.
不光他应许我们这样的能力可以得胜。
He promised us of his continuing presence.
而且他把他持续永远的同在赐给我们。
He told Joshua.
他告诉约书亚。
As I am with Moses, so I will be with thee.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必与你同在。
Oh, this is God's presence.
这个是神的同在。
What is more important than God's presence?
有什么比神的同在更重要
？This is the focal point of the book of Joshua.
这个是约书亚书它的中心。
This is the focal point of our Christian walk.
这个是我们基督徒行走道路的中心。
Regardless of how much blessing we have,
不管我们的应许有多少
，without God's presence, we are nothing.
如果没有神的同在，都是虚空。
This reminds me of chapter 32 and 33 of the book of Exodus.
这让我想到在出埃及记的32、33章。
When chapter 32, when the children of Israel sinned a great sin against the Lord.
因为在32章那里，以色列民他们得罪了神。
They made a golden calf.
他们 造了一个金牛犊。
And because the Lord was so angry with the children of Israel.
神那时候对着他的子民非常的愤怒。
He told Moses, I will wipe out these people.
他对着摩西说，我要涂抹你这些人。
And out of you, I will make a great nation.
我要让你的后裔成为大国。
Nevertheless, we know Moses always stands like a mediator between the children of Israel and between the Lord.
但我们知道摩西从来都是在神与神的子民中间来做中保的。
He told the Lord, Lord, don't do this.
他告诉主说，你不要这样。
If you wipe out these people,
如果你来除灭这些民的话
，What will the Egyptians say？
埃及人会怎么样说呢
？They carry them out. You brought them out of Egypt.
难道你把他们带出来
？You cannot brought them into the land of Canaan.
啊，你没有把他们带到迦南地。
And thereby you destroy them in the wilderness.
你而且在旷野里面，来毁灭了他们。
And the Lord said, I have repented of the evil that He will do to the children of Israel.
所以他说，求神你回转，不要降这个灾祸给他们。
But in chapter 33.
但是在第三十三章
This is what he said. Maybe we can turn so we had a clear view of what I'm talking about.
我想我们还是翻到那里可以清楚地看见
Exodus chapter 33.
在出埃及记第三十三章
He says here, And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it.And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way.
在第三十三章第一节，耶和华吩咐摩西说，我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓要从这里往那地去我要差遣使者在你面前撵出迦南人亚摩利人赫人比利洗人西魏人亚耶布斯人领你到那流奶与蜜之地我自己不与你们上去因为你们是应着景象的百姓恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝
Yes, they sinned a great sin against the Lord.
没错，他们在神面前犯了大罪。
And the Lord repented of his evil he is going to do to the children of Israel.
神也后悔不将那个灾祸降给他们。
He still want to keep his promise.
他还是要保守他的应许。
He said, "I will brought thee into the land which I promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob."
他说我要带你们进入那我应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的之地。
Is this not a great mercy?
这是不是极大的怜悯
After all the sin that children of Israel did,
因为以色列民他们犯了这么多的罪
Yes, he want to keep his promise.
但是神还是保守他自己的应许
Not only that,
不光这样
He said, I will send my angel before thee.
他而且说我要差遣使者在你面前
And I will drive out the Canaanite and all this the Gentiles.
他说我要撵出迦南人和所有这些外邦人
After all what the children of Israel did,
在以色列人做了所有这些败坏的事之后
And only God wants to keep his promise.
不光神保守了他的应许
that the Lord also will give them protection
而且神给了他们保护
number three
第三
he said unto a land flowing with milk and honey
他说那是流奶与蜜之地
in other words whatever you need it is in the land
而这里是说不管他们需要什么都在那地里面
this speak of provision
这个说到神他的供应
the Lord kept his promise
神保守他自己的应许
the Lord will give protection
神给他们所需的保护
the Lord will give them provision
而且神给他们所有的供应。
But there is one thing that's so essential to this trip.
但是这个旅程有一件事非常重要的。
Yet the Lord said, I will not go with thee.
因为神说我不与你们上去。
Oh, this is the most horrifying news that the children of Israel got.
这个是以色列人能得到的最可怕的消息。
After all the protection, after all the provision, after the keeping of the promise, God will not be with us.
所有的保守、保护还有神的应许，但神不与我们同在。
It's like a husband telling to the wife.
就像一个丈夫对妻子说
Say, I will give you a big house.
我给你一个大的房子
Whatever you need is in the house.
你所需要的都在这个房子里面
I will give you all the provision.
我给你所有的供应
And all the money you want.
所有的钱财
And you still had an excess.
而且超过你所要
I will give you security.
而且我给你所有的保安
All the bodyguards around the house.
所有的保镖在那里巡游
But one thing, I will not go with you.
但是有一件事我不跟你在那
I will not live in this house with you.
我不会在这房子里面与你同住。
Is this good enough?
这是不是美好呢
？What kind of marriage is this?
这是什么样的婚姻呢
？Today our relationship with God is a marriage.
今天我们与神的关系就像一个婚姻。
If God is not with us, then what is a blessing?
如果神不与我们同在，我们的 这些祝福到底在哪里？
What is protection?
到底这个保护在哪里？
What is provision?
这些供应在哪里？
What is the keeping of his promise?
他的所保守的应许又怎么样？
That's why Moses said in verse 15.
所以在第十五节摩西说，
And he said unto him, If thou presence not go with me, carry us not up thence.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我们同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
Brothers and sisters, in our walk with the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们与神同行的时
候， One thing is most important.
有一件事是最重要的，
It is the presence of the Lord.
就是神的同在。
If I tell you I don't need protection, I'm lying.
如果我告诉你我不需要保护，那我是在说谎。
If I said I don't need provision from the Lord, I'm lying.
如果我说我不需要从神有任何的供应，我是在说谎。
If I tell you I don't need the promise of the Lord, I'm lying.
如果我说我不要神的应许，我是在说谎。
I need promise.
我需要神的应许。
I need protection from him.
我需要从神来的保护。
I need provision from him.
我需要从神来的供应。
But there is one thing that is more important than provision, than protection, than promise. It is God's presence.
但是有一件事比他的应许、比他的保护、比他的供应都重要，就是他的同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Moses told him, "If you are not going to bring me there, we will not go there."
摩西说，你若不亲自和我们同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
In other words, this is what Moses said.
或者摩西是这样讲的，
"You are all that we need."
你是我们所要的一切。
And we will settle for nothing less.
如果你不这样的话，我们就不能得满足。
Brothers and sisters, in our Christian walk,
弟兄姐妹们，在我们基督徒的这个路程里面，
we need to have a change in our concept.
我们的概念要转变。
Blessing is good.
应许是好的。
Protection is good.
保护是好的。
Provision is good.
供应是好的。
But yet there is one thing I want more.
但是我们要求更多的。
I want God's presence.
我要神的同在。
With His presence, we have everything.
因为在同在里面我们就有了一切。
Without his presence, we are nothing.
没有神的同在，我们什么都没有。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord had promised to the children of Israel.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神对以色列民的应许。
I will have this continuing presence.
我要与你们同在。
Yet, not only that.
不光这样。
He also had a plan for us. A plan.
他对着我们还有一个计划。
That's why in verse 8 it says.
所以在第八节他说。
He said, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
他说这律法书不可离开你的口。
In other words, we should what? Proclaim God's word.
或者说我们要来宣扬神的话。
We need to he said you should meditate day and night.
而且他说你要昼夜思想。
In other words, in our Christian life,
或者说在我们基督徒的生活里面，
the focus is God's word and we need to meditate it and love it.
我们的这个集中点应该是来读他的话，而且来昼夜思想他的话。
But that's not the end.
但这还不是结束。
He said, "Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written."
而且要谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。不光我们来宣称这些话。
We meditate.
不光我们来昼夜思想。
We need to practice day by day.
而且我们要每天来经历。
Oh, God's word is not only a doctrine or a teaching.
因为神的话不是一个教训。
It is a practical living.
这是一个实际的生活。
We need to have a subjective experience of the Word of God.
我们必须有一个对神的话有一个主观的经历。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for this land.
为着这个地，我们要说 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for that kind of person we need to be.
Hallelujah, 因为我们要成为这样的人。
Praise the Lord for His promise.
我们为着神的应许来赞美他。
And we thank God for the plan.
而且我们为着神的计划来感谢他。
Now we come to verse 9.
现在
verse 11.
我们来到第九节第十一节。第十一节
Pass through the host and command the people saying, Prepare ye victuals.
你们要走遍营中吩咐百姓说当预备食物。
After all these things that God has revealed to us,
当神已经向我们启示刚才这些事之后，
There is a call for conquest.
这里有一个应召有一个呼召让我们来得胜。
In this call for conquest, there are three things we need to pay attention.
在这个得胜的呼召里面有三件事我们要注意的。
There is a call for preparation.
第一，我们要被呼召来预备。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
In enjoying Christ.
我们要来享受基督。
There is a need for a preparation of the heart.
需要有一个新的预备。
If our heart is not prepared, there is likely we can never enjoy His riches.
如果我们的心没有预备好，不可能来享受他的丰富。
You know the problem with the children of Israel.
对以色列人来讲，他们的失败就在于
40 years ago, they are also in this, beside the Jordan.
在四十年前，他们已经来到约旦河边。
And Moses sent 12 spies into the land.
那个时候，摩西差遣了十二个探子去窥探。
And that after all the spying, they came back.
当这些探子回来之后，
they gave all the bad reports.
他们给的报告是不好的报告。
Except for Joshua and Caleb.
只有加勒跟约书亚。
You know, before that, the Lord already knew what is going to be the kind of reaction the children of Israel will do.
其实在这之前，神已经知道以色列这些子民他们的反应是如何。
Because they knew, the Lord knew that they will meet all this kind of opposition.
因为神知道他们面对的这些阻挡是什么。
They will meet these sons of Anak.
他们要来面对这些亚拿族。
They will meet these Canaanites and Jebusites.
他们要遇见迦南人耶布斯人。
That's why before that, in Exodus chapter 23, verse 23.
所以在这之前，出埃及记二十三章二十三节。
He said, "The Lord said, 'I will send my angel and go into this Canaanite and cut them off.'"
所以在三十三章第三节，他说：“我要差遣使者在你面前撵出这些人。
”He promised, "I will cut them off."
他已经应许说：“我要撵出他们。
”So don't worry about this Canaanites.
所以不要来。为这些迦南人来害怕。
Yet that day when they enter into the land,
但是那天他们进入那地的时候
，they came back with bad reports.
他们回来却做了一个不好的报告。
They said, "Indeed, this land is the land flowing with milk and honey."
他们说，确实这个地是流奶与蜜之地。
But there is the sons of Anak.
但是那里有亚拿族的后代。
We cannot take it.
我们不能得胜。
Before them, we are just like grasshoppers.
在他们面前，我们像蚂蚱一样。
They said, "Would God that we might die in the wilderness."
他们就说我们会。在旷野里面死亡。
Would God, we will die in Egypt.
我们可以在埃及死亡，也可以在旷野死亡。
In other words, it's better for us to die in the wilderness.
或者他们的意思就是说我宁愿在旷野里面灭亡。
Better us for die in Egypt.
我宁愿在埃及灭亡。
Rather to be what? To be killed by these Canaanites.
我也不愿意被这些迦南人杀死。
Their heart is not prepared.
他们的心没有预备好。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Since you are not prepared, then you wander in the wilderness for another 40 years."
所以神对着他们说，既然你们的心没有预备好，那你们会在旷野里面再有40年时间。
After 40 years, they come to this location again.
然后40年之后，他们又回到这地。
Hallelujah! They are prepared to go in.
Hallelujah! 因为这时候他们预备好。
Brothers and sisters, are we prepared to enjoy the good land?
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经预备好来享受这地。
Are we prepared to enjoy the all-inclusiveness of Christ?
我们已经预备好来享受在基督里面一切的丰富吗
？Brothers and sisters, we need to search our heart.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要省察我们的心。
A lot of times we felt like Christian living so boring.
有的时候，甚至我们觉得基督徒的生活这么枯燥。
Boring?
枯燥吗
？It's because we are still wandering in the wilderness.
是因为我们还在旷野里面。
We felt like, oh, after I become a Christian, I had a ticket to heaven, and that's more than it.
有的时候，我们以为做了基督徒之后，已经有了去天堂的门票，
That's
可以了。
Why, in between that time, we feel so bored.
所以在这两个之间的时间，我们觉得很枯燥。
Today, brothers and sisters, God is giving us a call.
弟兄姐妹们，神给了我们呼召。
We need to prepare our heart.
我们需要预备我们的心。
Number two, we need to prepare food.
第二，我们要预备食物。
It says, "Prepare ye victuals."
他在这里说要预备食物。
You know, it's so interesting. The Lord didn't ask them to prepare swords.Or spears or shields.
因为神在那里很奇怪，没有跟他们讲要预备刀剑盾牌。
In going to war, I think this is the most important thing, right?
如果你要去打仗，最重要的应该是刚才那些，是吧？
There's a saying.
但是
the army travels on its stomach.
有一句话说，军队的旅行是在胃里面。
In other words, if you are hungry, you can never win a war.
或者说，如果你是饥饿的话，不可能打赢这场仗。
No matter how good your most efficient military weapons,
不管你有多好的武器
，you don't have the strength to fight.
你没有这样的力量去打仗。
Neither can you concentrate.
你也不可能集中精力。
You know, let me tell you a little story about Napoleon Bonaparte.
我告诉大家一个小故事，就是拿破仑的故事。
When they went to Russia to fight against the Russian.
那个时候他们去德国去与俄国人征战。俄国。
You know, he is not very well prepared at that time.
那个时候他没有预备好。
He thought that it will be a swift campaign.
他觉得那只是一个很快的一个征服。
Therefore, they went there with a summer uniform.
所以他们穿的是夏天的军服。
And they don't have enough, you know, provision.
他们没有足够的，没有长时间足够的供应。
Nevertheless, the Russian knew about that.
而且俄国人他们了解这件事。
So they keep on withdrawing deep into Russia.
他们就一直的撤退，一直的撤退，
Until,
一直到国家的深。
And every time they withdrew, they burn all the provisions that will be of use to the Napoleon's army.
但是每次撤退的时候，他们都把所有的东西烧光。
Until winter came.
直到冬天来了。
Napoleon's army cannot do anything because they are freezing to death.
这时候拿破仑的军队什么都做不了，因为他们都冻死
了。All the provision is finished.
因为所有的供应都已经耗尽了。
So they make a decision to retreat.
这个时候他们只能撤退。
This is one of the greatest military upset in history.
这个是军事史上最大的一个失败。
That's why in history it says Napoleon defeated by General Winter.
所以在军事史上说，拿破仑是被这个将军名字叫冬天打败的。
Napoleon might be a good general, excellent general.
拿破仑是这么一个优秀的将军。
They might have the best army.
他们有最好的军队。
Yet without food and clothing, it's over.
但是没有衣物，没有食物，他们已经失败
了。Today, brothers and sisters, in our walk with God.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们与神同行。
We need spiritual food.
我们需要有属灵的食物。
We need ourselves to have this appetite to dig into the word of God.
我们需要有这样的胃口来读神的话。
A lot of times we felt like, well, I'm reading daily bread. That's more than okay.
有的时候我们觉得每天来读经也已经足够。
Daily bread, the daily bread pamphlet.
哦，有的时候我们来读每日灵粮就已经足够了。
Is it good?
好不好呢
？It is good.
没错，是好。
There is a Bible verse.
那里面有一句圣经章节。
There is also an illustration or a story.
甚至有一个小故事来解释。
It sustains us.
这个来扶持我们
but it doesn't satisfy us.
但不能满足我们
you know, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness,
当以色列民在这个旷野的时候
the Lord gave them manna.
神给他们玛拿
but this is not what God's intention.
但神的旨意不是这样
feeding them with manna is only for a temporary basis.
因为玛拿只是暂时的供应
manna is good.
玛拿很好
it tastes like oil, it tastes like honey.
那个尝起来像甜的蜜
it is a heavenly food.
这个是从天降下来的食物。
It's only to sustain them, not to satisfy them.
但这只是来扶持他们，但没有满足他们。
The Lord through manna is trying to whet their appetite.
因为在这里，神要用玛拿来挑起他们的胃口。
It's like there is something more better in the land of Canaan.
让他们知道在迦南地有更美好的食物。
So good that it will satisfy all your needs.
那里面这么的丰富，可以满足你一切的需要。
You know, today we need to have that appetite for the Word of God.
今天我们对神的话要有这样的胃口。
Every time I go out Saturday,
有的时候我周六出去的时候
especially with the family,
尤其是与家人一起的时候
before I went out, this is the question my son will ask me.
每一次出去之前，我的儿子都要问我这样一个问题
Where are we going to eat?
我们在哪儿吃呢
Then after we went to a restaurant and ordered all the food,
然后我们到一个餐馆来点所有的菜
Then he asked me the second question, is this all?
然后第二个问题他问的就这些了吗
Then after we finish eating
当我们吃完之后
He will ask me what's for dinner
他马上问我晚餐吃什么
I said your father needs to work overtime
我就告诉他因着你的胃口你的父亲要加班加点
了 That's why he's so big right now
这就为什么他现在长得这么大
Today brothers and sisters wish you had this kind of appetite when we come to the word of God
弟兄姐妹们，我希望你们到神的话面前都有这样的胃口。
Every morning when we open His Word,
每一天早上我们打开神的话。
We need to ask Lord, what is in store for me today?
我们今天要问神，你为我预备的是什么
？After we read the Word of God, enjoy the Word of God.
当我们读神的话，享受神的话的时候。
We need to ask Lord, is this all?
我们要问神，就这些了吗
？And afterwards, we need to ask, is this what's next?
我们要问神，下面是什么
？Today, this is not only something so funny.
今天这不是一个很可笑的事情，这是一个必须。
So much attention on other activities.
今天我们把注意力都放在所有的活动上。
Well, we pay attention to the all kinds of services.
我们对着服事里面的所有的事项来花心思。
Yet we forgot one of the most important thing in service. It is God's word.
但我们忘记了，在神的这个服事里面最重要的是神的话。
Without His word to sustain us and satisfy us.
没有这个话的话，神不能来扶持，来让我们得满足。
Then how can we serve the brothers and sisters?
我们怎么来供应弟兄姐妹
？Brothers, we need the word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要神的话。
This is the preparation we need to have.
这个是我们需要的供应。
The preparation of the heart, the preparation of food.
这是我们需要的预备，就是在心里面的预备，在食物上的预备。
The second one,
第二件事
the call for anticipation,
就是呼召我们来要有预期。
He says that in 3 days, you will cross pass over this Jordan.
因为在那里说三日之内你们要过这约旦河
to go and possess the land which the Lord your God given you to possess it
进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地
Yes, there is a preparation
没错我们要有预备
There is also an anticipation
我们也需要有一个期望
What is this anticipation?
这个期望到底是什么
Oh, the children of Israel anticipate that the wandering in the wilderness for 40 years is over
因为以色列人当时的期望就是说四十年在旷野里面的漂流已经结束了
being a slave in Egypt is already history
在埃及做奴隶，这已经是历史。
On the other hand, I anticipate a new life and a new living in the land of Canaan.
或者说，我期望的是一个新生命，是在迦南里面开始我新的生活。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of us here will be baptized.
今天有许多弟兄姐妹在我们中间要受浸。
When you get into the water,
当你进到水里的时候
，you should have this kind of anticipation.
你需要有这样的期望。
My old manner of life is history.
因为我的旧人已经成为历史。
There is a change of address.
这个时候我的地址已经更改了。
When come out of the water,
当你从水里出来的时候
I will start to walk in newness of life.
我今天要活在这个新生命里。
Because I'm no longer in myself, I'm in Christ Jesus.
因为我不活在自己里面，现在我活在基督里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is a change of address.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们地址的更改。
Not only we need to remind those who are going to be baptized,
不光今天我要在这里提醒要受浸的弟兄姐妹。
You need to remind ourselves every day.
我们每天都要来提醒我们自己。
We are no longer in Egypt.
我们不再在埃及里面。
We are no longer wandering in the wilderness.
我们现在也不在旷野里面
漂流。We are already in Christ Jesus.
今天我们是在基督里。
He is our all in all.
他是我们的一切。
We need to live and walk in newness of life.
我们需要来生活，来行走在他的和在与他的联合里面。
This is the kind of anticipation we have.
这是我们应该有的期望。
From the old.To the new,
是从旧到新
from death to life,
是从死到复活
And how can this happen?
这个是怎么发生的
It says here in 3 days,
在这里说了是三天
Every time we talk about 3 days,
每一次我们提到三天的时候
We talk about the death and resurrection of Christ.
我们就是提到基督的他的死和复活
Today, the whole Christianity is celebrating Easter.
今天整个基督教的世界都在来欢庆复活节。
They talk about, bunnies, hunting eggs, and new clothes.
甚至他们来庆祝这些新衣服啊，或者是这个兔子跟这个鸡蛋。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, there's nothing to do with Easter.
弟兄姐妹们，刚才这些事跟复活节一点关系都没有。
Today, what is Easter?
今天什么是复活节
？Every time we come to the Lord's table, this is what we are here for today.
当每一次我们来到饼杯面前，这就是我们为什么在这里。
This reminds us of God's death and His death and His resurrection.
这让我们记得主他的死跟他的复活。
Firstly, on the objective truth.
第一，这是一个客观的事实。
Yes, we need to know of this objective truth. This is not a story. This is a reality that happened 2,000 years ago.
我们需要知道这是一个客观的事实，并不是一个传说，因为在2000年前主他死而且复活。
He died that we might live.
因为他死，我们可以活。
You know, a lot of times we just take for granted of what Christ has done for us.
很多时候，对着耶稣为我们所做的，我们已经不去感激了。
That's why the Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
所以主要提醒我们，你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
Every week we need to come before the Lord's table to remind us what great suffering and what great sacrifice He has done for us.
每一周我们都要来被提醒。他为着我们怎样受苦，为着我们怎样受罚。
Remember that day when the Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
记得那一天吗？主在克西马尼园的时候。
He prayed this kind of a prayer.
他的祷告是这样的。
Say, Father, if you be willing.
父啊，如果你愿意的话。
If you be willing, take this bitter cup away from me.
如果你愿意，求你将这苦杯撤去。
What is so dreadful in this cup that the Lord prayed this kind of prayer for 3 times?
这个杯里面有什么苦？因为主祷告了三次。
Is it because of the physical suffering?
是不是因为身体上的受苦？
We know that the suffering is so much.
我们知道这个苦是如此的大。
When you read Psalms 22,
如果你读诗篇第二十二篇的话
，He said when he was hanging on the cross, all his bones were out of joint.
在那里说他在挂在架上的时候，所有的关节都脱落了。
You know he was beaten so much that you cannot recognize the face of a man.
他是这样的被击打，你甚至从他脸上已经认不出他这个人。
Oh, he was a man of sorrow.
他是忧患之子。
Oh, praise the Lord, but he died for us.
但是感谢神，因为他为着我们死。
But it's not because of that physical suffering that he prayed this kind of prayer.
但不是因为身体上的这样的苦难让他这样来祷告。
Is it because of the discouragement that he got from the disciples?
是不是因为他看到门徒这么失败，他自己里面也失望了？
He knows the disciples will betray. One of the disciples will betray him.
他知道这些门徒里面有一个要卖他。
This is what he said. He said, "Haven't I chosen 12 of you, and one of you is the devil?"
他说，我拣选你们12个人，但是其中有一个是魔鬼。
He knew also that Peter will also deny him.
他也知道彼得要不认他。
He said, "Before the cock crow, you will deny me three times.
他说鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。
But that's not the reason why he say this kind of a prayer.
但这不是他这样祷告的原因。
But it's all because of the what? Pollution of sin.
他这样祷告是因为这个罪的后果。
The sin of the whole world.
是整个世界的罪孽。
Your sin, my sin will be upon him.
你的罪我的罪都在他身上。
And that's why it is so heavy.
这是如此的重。
Oh, that he cried, Father, if you willing, take this cup away from me.
所以他说，父啊，如果你愿意，求你撤去这
口杯。Oh, that penalty of sin is bore by him.
因为这个罪的惩罚代价是都担在他身上。
Not only that,
不光如此。
There is also the punishment of sin.
而且有这个罪的惩罚。
God is a righteous God.
因为神是公义的神。
He cannot overlook that kind of a sin that is upon his son.
他不能看到在他儿子身上的罪。
That's why he temporarily leave his son.
所以他暂时的离开他自己的儿子。
That's why on that cross, the Lord said, Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以我们的主在十字架上说，父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃我？
You know, the Lord is always together with the Father.
我们知道主与父一直是同在。
He said, I am the Father are one.
他说，我与父原为一。
They are never separated.
他们从来没有分开过。
But at that time,
但是在那个时刻
he was separated from God because he is bearing the sins of the world.
他与父分离，因为他担负的是整个世界的罪。
Oh, this is what we call the objective truth of his death.
这就是我们所讲的他死里面客观的事实。
But hallelujah.
但是哈利路亚。
Not only he died,
不光他死。
Not only he was buried,
不光他被埋葬。
He resurrected from the dead.
而且他从死里复活。
Oh, death cannot hold him.
这个死不能拘禁他。
Today he is risen.
今天他已经复活。
He is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
他今天是坐在父神的右边。
This is the objective truth.
这也是一个事实的客观的事实。
But we come to the subjective experience.
但我们要进入主观的经历。
That day when we receive our Lord Jesus Christ into our heart.
当那一天我们接受主到我们心里的时候。
When we put our faith on Him.
当我们把信心摆在他里面的时
候。Christ's death start to operate in us.
他的死已经在我们身上发动。
That's why we no longer live according to our flesh.
所以我们不再按照自己的这个肉体来生
活。We no longer live according to the old manner of life.
我们不再按照旧造来生活。
But we live in resurrection.
我们是在复活里面生活。
You see the coming out of Egypt.
你们看到吗？从埃及出来。
Pictures redemption.
这个是救赎。
When going into Canaan.
进入迦南。
Pictures sanctification.
这个是sanctification. 成圣。
His death.
他的死。
Signifies what he has done for us.
是来讲明他为我们所做的。
His resurrection.
他的复活。
Speak what he has done to us.
是讲到他在我们身上所做的。
He put his resurrection life in us.
他把他复活的生命摆在我们里面。
That we might live according to his purpose and his will.
所以我们可以照着他的旨意来生活。
That's why Paul said.
所以保罗说。
It's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
This speak of no longer in old creation.
这就说我们不在这个旧造里面。
But Christ who lives in me
是乃是基督在我里面活着。
Speak of the new creation
是讲到这个新造。
And the experience of his resurrection
而且我们来体验他的复活。
I don't know if I have a more better illustration to do.
我不知道我有没有一个更好的例子。
Maybe I will ask brother Michael, can you please come?
我想让 Michael 弟兄上来。
Sorry about this.
让弟兄抓拿住这个西装。
Jacket, raise your hand.
西装，把你的手举起来。
Pick up the hymn.
把那个诗歌本拿过来。
Stand up straight.
站好。
Not working, right?
没有用，因为他根本就不会操作。
Jacket, raise your hand.
西装，举起你的手。
Wave it.
来晃一晃。
Stand up straight.
站好。
Well, you said, brother, come on.
你会说弟兄啊。
It's not the jacket is doing it.
并不是这个西装在做吗？
Michael is doing it.
是 Michael 在这里做。
Exactly, brothers and sisters.
就是这样。
But it's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I.
不再是我。
Today, what the life that we are now living.
今天我们所活的生活。
It's not us.
不是我们。
It is Christ who lives in us.
是基督在我们里面活着。
Today, a lot of times,
今天有许多的时候 在我们基督徒的这个行走里面，我们总是觉得我要这样做，我要做这样做那样。有的时候我们觉得如果不这么做，我们就不是与这个生命来联合。
Day by day we struggle.
每天我们都在挣扎。
And every day we what? We experience defeat.
每一天我们都经历失败。
Because one thing we do not understand.
因为有一件事我们根本不明白。
As a new creation in Christ.
作为一个在基督里的新造
It's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我
Because Lawrence cannot do these things.
因为 Lawrence 不能做这件事
Lawrence cannot love.
Lawrence 不能去爱
Lawrence can have no patience.
Lawrence 没有这个耐心
He gets angry.
他总是在发脾气
But today you want to be in the new creation.
但今天你如果在新造里面
We need to live according to the resurrected life that is in us.
我们要根据里面这个复活的生命来生活
That's why what is resurrection?
所以什么是复活
It is what Christ had did to us.
是基督在我们身上做出来的
Praise the Lord for the call of preparation.
赞美主、因为他为着我们有预备
Praise the Lord for the call of anticipation.、哦、
赞美主、有这个预备的呼召也赞美主有这个期望的呼召
Now we come to the third point.
第三点
The call of separation.
就是这个分别的呼召
Beginning from chapter 1 verse 12 to the last verse.
从约书亚书、第一章一直到最后一节一直到十二节。
It speaks of a story that is so sad.
哦，这里讲到一个非常悲哀的一个故事。
After all the promise God has given to the children of Israel.
当神已经把所有的应许给了以色列人。
After all the preparation made.
当所有的预备都已经在那里。
Then Joshua reminds these 2.5 tribes.
约书亚要对这两个半支派来提醒。
He said, if we go into the land of Canaan.
他说，如果你们要进这个迦南地的话。
You should bring all your males to fight with your brethren.
你们中间一切大能的勇士都要跟你们的弟兄一起去征战。
And this is only a reminder for what happened before.
这个只是在为着之前的事来提醒他们。
Because at that time when the Lord prepared that land for the children of Israel,
因为那时候神已经为以色列民预备了那地。
It is for the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
是为着所有十二个支派。
But,
但是
the two and a half tribes, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of God,And that half a tribe of Manasseh said,
但是有两个半支派，就是流便支派、迦德支派，还有马拿西的半个支派。
He said, "We are not going with you into the land of Canaan."
他说我们不跟你们进到迦南地。
Rather, I want to stay in this side of Jordan.
但我要，停在约旦河东。
Because our flock has, we had a lot of flocks.
因为我们有许多的牲畜。
And that plains of Jordan is suited for us.
那个约旦平原是对我们非常合适。
Didn't the Lord knew that they had a large, flock?
神难道不知道他们有许多的牲畜吗
Yet, the Lord is preparing that for them in the land of Canaan.
神已经为他们在迦南地有预备了。
Yet they said, no, Lord, I don't want to get into the land of Canaan. I just want to be in the wrong side of Jordan.
他们就说我们不要进迦南，我们只要留在河的这一边。
Yes, the Lord promised them, okay.
神也应许了他们。
So when the time to go into the land of Canaan, Joshua reminded them of their promise that they need to go and fight before they go into that other side of Jordan.
他们当时向神许了一个愿，所以现在神在这里提醒他们：当你们回到这里定居之前，还有一件事要去做的。
What this does signify?
这个代表什么呢
？This signifies the Lord has prepared so much for us.
这里预表的就是神为我们预备了这么多。
But if you don't want it, He cannot force you.
如果你不要的话，神不勉强。
A lot of times the Lord has prepared so much for us to enjoy.
有的时候神为我们预备多少丰富，让我们可以享
受。So much for us to experience.
多少让我们去经历的
His death and His resurrection continue to operate in us.
他的死跟复活天天都可以在我们身上。
But a lot of time we feel like this is more than enough.
有的时候我们却觉得就足够了。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Haven't these 2.5 tribes, you know, experienced God's providence?
这两个半支派有没有经历到神的预备呢
？Yes, God had provided them and have, you know, chosen them.
神预备了，而且神拣选了他们。
You know, the Lord told Moses told the children of Israel.
摩西对着以色列人这么讲
God has chosen you not because you are big in number.
神说神拣选你们不是因为你们强大
But because you are the least in number.
是因为你们在万民中是最小的
But because the Lord loves you, that's why they chosen you.
因为神爱你们神拣选你们
Isn't it this God's providence?
这个是神的预备
Today when we stand before the Lord,
当我们来到神面前，今天我们来到神的桌子面前。
We need to ask ourselves, who are we to be chosen by Him?
今天我们真要问自己，我是谁？神为什么要拣选我
？Am I better than others that the Lord has chosen me to come before His presence?
是不是我比其他人更好，所以神拣选我可以到他桌子面前
？Talking about better, there's a lot of people more better than I am.
因为有许多人比我们还要好。
But thank God, God has chosen us. This is His providence.
但是感谢神，神已经拣选了我们，这是神的拣选。
And also, they also experienced God's evidence.
而且他们也已经体会到神的证据。
The opening of the Red Sea.
因为神打开了红海。
You know, the defeat of the two kings of the Amorites.
而且他已经打败了亚摩利的两个王。
They feed them in the wilderness for 40 years.
他在旷野里面40年来喂养他们。
Their clothes are not worn out.
他们的衣服没有穿破。
Their sandals are not worn out.
他们的鞋没有穿破。
This is the evidence of God's love towards them.
这个就是神对他们爱的证据。
Yet they decided, I want to stay on the other side of Jordan.
但他们的决定是我要留在河的这一边。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
When we come to chapter 2,
当我们来到第二章的时候，
it is really a comfort to me.
对我来讲是一个安慰。
At first, when I'm reading chapter 1, I was so depressed. I said, what kind of people are these?
当我来读第一章的时候，我就非常的愤懑。我说这是什么人？
But when you come to chapter 2,
但是你读到第二章的时候，
there is Rahab the harlot.
这里有一个妓女拉合。
He is a sinful woman.
她是一个有罪的女人。
He is doomed for destruction because she belonged to Jericho.
因为她属耶利哥城，她的结局应该是灭亡。
There is no hope in her.
在他里面没有希望。
But hallelujah,
但是哈利路亚。
There is God's providence.
有神的拣选。
Of all people, how come the two spies get into their house?
在所有这些住户里面，这两个探子却来到他的家。
Aren't there any better house than the house of Rahab?
是不是有很多家都比这个妓女的家好呢？
But God has chosen Rahab.
但是神却拣选
了他。This is God's providence.
这个是神的拣选。
And there is the evidence.
而且这里有神的证据。
When Rahab and all the people in Jericho heard what God has done for them,They said their heart melted.
因为在那里提到耶利哥城的人听到神在以色列身上所做的，他们的心都消化了。
After seeing the providence of God, after seeing the evidence of what God has done,
看到神的拣选，看到神的证据。
Rahab made a decision.
这个时候，拉合做了一个选决定。
I don't want to stay in Jericho.
我不想再住在这个耶利哥城。
I want to hang that scarlet thread.
我要把这个红绳系在门上。
I want to get out of Jericho.
我要从耶利哥出来。
Not only me, but all my family.
不光是我，我的全家。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么吗？
She is a sinful person.
她是一个充满罪的人。
But afterwards, when she came out,
但是当她从这件事出来之后，
she became a happily married person.
她成了一个在美满婚姻里面的人。
She married one of the princes in Israel.
她的结婚的对象是以色列里面的一个王子。
She became the great 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 grandmother of King David.
她就成为大卫王的曾曾祖母。
She became part of the lineage of Christ.
她成为在耶稣族谱里面的一个人。
Every time you read Hebrew chapter 11,
每一次你读到希伯来书十一章的时候，
when talking about these heroes of faith,
里面提到所有这些属灵的伟人。
Talking about David, Samuel, Moses,
讲到大卫、摩西，还有撒母耳。
Suddenly it came out Rahab the harlot.
突然间提到妓女拉合。
It's all because she made a decision.
因为她做了一个决定。
The two and a half tribe make a decision.
这两个半支派做了决定。
They decided I want to stay in the wrong side of Jordan.
他们的决定是我要在约旦河的这一边。
Rahab also make a decision.
拉合也做了一个决定。
I want to be with the children of Israel.
我要与神的子民在一起。
I want to enjoy God's riches.
我要来享受神的丰富。
I want to enjoy God's protection.
我要享受神的保守。
I want everything that God has promised to the children of Israel.
神对着以色列人有什么应许我都要。
And yet she got it.
就这样，他得
着。Brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姐妹们
，The decision is all yours today.
今天每个人，我们都有自己的决定。
Do you want to say, like the two and a half tribes, or I want to go the other side of Jordan?
你是不是想像这两个半支派一样说，我要在约旦河的这一边
？Or do you want to say like what Caleb said, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord?
或者像加勒所说的，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
What is your decision?
你的决定是什么
？I don't want to end this message without asking you to commit your life to Christ.
今天我这个信息不会结束，因为我要问大家一个问题：你要不要把自己奉献给神
？If anyone here haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart,
如果今天还有人在这里没有接受主到你的心里的话
，Just say this simple prayer with me.
你就跟着我做这样简单的祷告。
Say, Lord, I'm a sinner.
说主啊，我是个罪人。
Forgive me of my sins.
求你赦免我的罪。
Come into my heart.
进到我的心里。
Oh, be my Lord and my Savior.
成为我的主，成为我的救主。
And I believe if you sincerely pray this prayer,
我相信如果你心里真诚地做了这样一个祷告，
you've got the real thing.
你已经得着这个真实了。
You are part of the member of the household of God.
你已经成为神家里的人了。
And to those who already have received the Lord Jesus Christ,
对着那些已经接受主的人，
we need to have a recommitment.
我们需要来重新奉献。
Yes, Lord, before I'm still wandering in the wilderness.
是的，主啊，我从前是在旷野漂流。
I haven't made my decision yet.
我还没有做这个决定。
Yet I have, you know, I've experienced your power.
我已经经历了你的大能。
I've experienced your blessing.
我已经经历了你的祝福。
Yet I continue to walk in my oldness.
但我还是在旧造里面来生
活。But today I want to come back.
但今天我要回转。
I want to come back.
我要回转。
I want to be those children of Israel.
我要成为以色列民。
We have a total separation.
是成为一个完全的分别。
I want to be with you and you alone.
我就要与你，只与你在一起。
And there is no turning back.
没有再转头的。
May this be
our prayer. 不会再转头。愿这成为我们的祷告。
You are all that we need.
你是我们所需的一切。
And I want nothing less.
我只要你。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord, this morning we come before your presence.
主啊，今天我们来到你的同在面前。
We thank you for the revelation of your word.
感谢你在话语里面的启示。
We thank you for all this warning given to us.
感谢你赐给我们这所有的话语。
Yes, indeed, many times we have experienced all that you have given to us.
是的，我们很多时候可以来经历你的话语。
But a lot of times we still walk in our oldness.
但我们还是活在自己的旧造里面。
Oh, we still walk in our in this old creation.
我们还是在这个旧造里面活。
Oh, therefore this morning we say, Lord.
所以今天早上我们要说。
We have this decision to make.
主啊，我们有一个决定要做。
What I want is you yourself.
我现在所要的是你自己。
You are all that we need.
你是我所需要的一切。
Listen to our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。